This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's ILTA podcast entitled, How to Best Protect Yourself Against Rising Phishing and Smishing Tactics. I'm Carolyn Bragel, advisor, legal e-discovery team at Cardinal Health, and I will be your moderator. I am so pleased to be joined by our speaker, Marissa McDermott, Program Manager, Security Awareness at Resilience. Welcome, Marissa.
Thank you for having me, Carolyn.
Oh, sure. So first of all, what is phishing?
Phishing is a form of social engineering where criminals are trying to trick people into providing information, or they're leading them to a website to try and install malicious software or code.
That's interesting. So explain the various types of phishing, you know, email, spear, angler, whaling, smishing, vishing, all those.
All those things that rhyme. Well, really the most common phishing is email phishing, and that accounts for about 95% of phishing attacks. So spear phishing is actually where they're actually targeting an organization. So they've done some research on LinkedIn. So this can level, like they can really target somebody, get their personal interests, or it can be pretty general, like just saying a document process or something that an organization normally does. Angler is more targeted if it's like a social media attack, which you'll see on like Instant Messenger and stuff like that. Whaling, that's actually where it's targeted at executives. So they've done a ton of research because, you know, executives have all the, in theory, all the money and all the knowledge. So that's, they target there. Phishing is actually SMS attacks. So that's on your text messages. So that's what that's about. So text phishing really is the best way to describe that. And then vishing, my favorite, it's the worst name to say out loud, but that's actually voice phishing where they're actually calling people. Sometimes they're a real person, or maybe it's an automated message. They're pretending to be the IRS or customer service or IT. They really like to say they're IT from Microsoft trying to fix your computer.
Okay. And that's interesting. I didn't know all those differences. Thank you. Can you share what common phishing, smishing red flags to look out for?
So really with any kind of phishing attack, it's really, are you expecting it? Because they're really just kind of hitting anything and anyone. And I know with some jobs, it's a little more difficult to kind of see if it's a new person because you get a lot of new contacts. Their big hint is if you hover over the link. So hackers are kind of cheap, you know, they're trying to make money. So they don't invest a lot in website names. So if you hover over the link, you'll notice it's something like totally weird and not related. So that's always a big hint there. You see it saying it's for insurance and you hover over and it's a construction company. Another big thing is the reply to address. So if you have a mobile phone and you click on the name, it's actually going to show you what the full email address is. And they're normally pretty terrible. Like hackers are not very creative in coming up with names. I think I got a good one last week, which was from Apple. I thought, wow, like I heard a lot of stuff from Apple, and I clicked on it and it was just gibberish, the name. So that's usually a big hint. You should also not make sure you click on links on your mobile device. There's no really good way to check on that in your mobile device. So just wait and report it to your company if you can later.
Can you tell us why organizations are doing phishing assessments?
Yeah, so that is funny because a lot of organizations, they do what people kind of call phishing tests, or they call them phishing assessments. So your organizations are sending you fake emails. And I've done those for a lot of years and I get a lot of complaints. People say I'm trying to trick them. And really, I'm not trying to trick them. I'm trying to give them an education. And it's also to see what our risks are. So if we send them out, where do we need to increase training? I mean, for me, I actually, you know, the less clicks we get, the better it is for me for an MBO. So really, we're not trying to trick people. We just want to see what happens when these real life scenarios come through. Are the people going to click? Do they need more training? Also finding out why they click. It just helps us determine the best way to remediate and train and figure out what's going on with the hackers, because they really do send it what they call a campaign. So they'll send hundreds of emails all at the same time because hopefully your defenses can't catch up with it. So that's why it's always super important to report it, especially in an organization, so that they can go and block the links and do all that kind of fun stuff.
So how do all these phishing emails get through when we have such high security budgets and software?
That's a really good question. So the one thing is hackers are, they're smart, they're crafty, and they're very, very funded. A lot of hacking is organized, whether it's organized crime, whether it's sponsored by the government. So they've got the money, they've got the skills. So a lot of times they're just kind of ahead of the organizations. But one of the things that we're seeing a ton of lately, it actually has nothing to do with software or defenses. It's where they're just sending an email. They're just asking like, hey, log on to here, or hey, give me this information, or, you know, faking being a CEO saying, can you wire me this transfer right away? Or what our HR department constantly gets emails from senior executives saying, can you change my payroll data? Or customers saying change their wire data. So that's actually no malicious software that any kind of antivirus can detect. It's asking for information, and people are breaking business process to make that happen. So it's quite pervasive in that regard. And that's actually called a business email compromise attack. So they're trying to get you to compromise your business processes. But again, no code, but still hacking. So that's why we always say humans are our, you know, last line of defense or first line of defense. I guess it depends how you think about it, but it's important that people look out for that stuff as well.
Yes, absolutely amazing how the things that they will do, isn't it?
No, they're creative. They're jerks. Yes. That's what I always say. I always kind of preface all my talks with hackers are jerks.
Sounds like it. Can you share any techniques to better protect you and your organization from cyber criminals?
So really the best plan is really training yourself, training your family. If anybody's got, you know, senior members at home, it's important to train them as well, and the kids. And really, as far as like training, as far as an organization, I think is important is to have a security positive culture. There's some organizations, like if you click on that link, you know, there's people that are afraid of being fired, and certain organizations do that after repeat clicking because it is a huge risk. But the other thing is to kind of make sure that you don't treat people like they're dumb. Everybody has a bad day. And you also want to make them feel good for reporting it, because that's going to make a huge difference in how you respond to an attack. So yeah, you really want to make sure that they feel they want to be part of the progress. They want to make your company better. It's also really hard nowadays with cloud solutions, so that we see that people are getting various emails from various systems because they're not all internal within your network. So that's why it's really important that people kind of hover over the links, know what their business processes are, you know, and then you keep seeing the companies getting bought out or changed. So it's coming up as a different name. So it is very difficult. So that's why as an organization or as people, just try and learn what your processes are. Keep on top of new technologies and all that. I know that's a little easier said than done, but it'll definitely help you kind of see where the gaps are and report. I mean, your IT team will appreciate it. They're not going to think you're a nuisance. They want you to report it. It makes a big difference.
That is great to know. And I agree with you. It's very important that everybody is involved and working for the same goal. So I want to thank our audience very much for tuning into today's podcast. And I want to thank Marissa for your time today and some very, very good information. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.